From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. We are right in the middle of high baking season. I have plans for a major round of cookie production in my house next week. And if I want to avoid cookie disappointment or disaster, I'll be well served to spend some time with food scientist Shirley Carrier's new book, Bakewise, The Hows and Whys of Successful Baking. Shirley Carrier has solutions for common cookie complaints, the crumbly cookie, the pitifully pale cookie, and how to minimize cookie spread in a low-moisture world. Shirley Carrier joins us from Atlanta. And Shirley, we should say right from the start that you approach this not just as a baker and a cook, but also as a chemist. That's your background.
Absolutely. So let me give you some cookie tips from a little chemistry. The first big problem I get are my cookies are too crumbly. I make wonderful cookies, but when they get to my grandchildren or my child at college, they're a box of crumbs. Is there anything I can do?
And what's the answer?
Yes.
Good.
Take a cup of flour that you're going to use to make the cookies, sprinkle a tablespoon of water over it and kind of toss it around. And then use that flour to make the cookies. There are two proteins in the flour, glutenin and gliadin, and they grab water and hook together and make these springy, stretchy, strong, elastic sheets of gluten. Now, it's this gluten that holds all baked goods together. But in cookies, you've got all that wonderful butter. And the butter greases the flour so that it can no longer grab water. And this is why cookies are so terribly crumbly.
Can we talk, Shirley, about my personal problem here, which is with chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
And they taste delicious, but
yes,
they invariably are flat. Really flat.
Okay.
What's going on? What am I doing wrong?
You're not doing a thing wrong.
Oh, good.
You see, you're following the recipe to the letter. See, Ruth Wakefield, when she made these original Toll House cookies, she was in New England. She was probably using a local all-purpose flour. And these are higher in protein than most all-purpose around the country. Their all-purpose flour is actually close to bread flour. And remember, more protein sucks in more water when they join together to make gluten. What you should try next time is to use an unbleached flour or use bread flour. Now, in her book, Toll House Cookbook, she said, "We always make the cookie batter the night before." Aha! This gave the proteins and the starch time to soak in as much liquid as possible and was producing a slightly drier cookie dough. Also, little enzymes work overnight in the fridge. And these little enzymes would break down starches into sugars and break down big sugar into little sugars. And the smaller sugars, like glucose, which is corn syrup to us, they brown beautifully. So she would have smaller cookies, you know, with less spread, thicker cookies, and she would have slightly browner cookies.
So I will have to plan a little farther ahead. In other words, I will have to chill my cookie dough before I bake.
Right.
Well, if someone were to be cruel to you, Shirley, and tell you you had to pick one favorite cookie recipe for this time of year, what would it be?
Right now, that's easy. I am just crazy about these chocolate crinkle cookies. I have a secret weapon. It's a little dough ball of chocolate, and you roll it in powdered sugar, and then it cooks and spreads out, and it has blotches of white where the powdered sugar is and blotches of black where the deep, dark chocolate shows through. But my secret weapon is that I roll the dough balls in plain old table sugar first, and then I roll them heavily in powdered sugar. And when I do it this way, the powdered sugar doesn't soak in, so it stays snow white and really dramatic against the black cookie dough. When you bite in, they're crisp on the surface and gooey and fudgy inside. I just love those cookies.
You're just happy talking about them. You don't even have to make them.
I know.
Well, Shirley Carrier, happy baking. Happy holidays. Thanks so much.
Well, happy holidays to you, and thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Shirley Carrier's book is Bakewise, The Hows and Whys of Successful Baking. And there's a recipe for those chocolate crinkle cookies at npr.org.